This works.
Okay, I got it.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can you? Lord?
That'll work.
Okay. At 6:21 p.m. Roll call, please.
Gehring.
Yes.
Williams. Brown.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Swangle. You have 3 of 5 members. You have a quorum.
Do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Vicki, do I have a second?
Second.
Any revisions to the agenda that we have in front of us? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Appearance requests?
This would be outside of anybody who wants to get up outside of the normal meeting, or outside of the individual cases, so you can get up and speak very.
Hearing none, moving on, do we have any announcements?
Two quick announcements. The first one is our new admin assistant will be starting tomorrow. And our second announcement is that Cameron here is our new GIS person. He just started on Tuesday.
And I'll be February 7th.
How long have you gone picking?
Weather permitting, 3 days.
Oh, okay. It's not like, like 2 weeks. Okay.
I want to be gone 3 weeks.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes of September 20th, 2018?
Yes.
Vicki, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Tom. Any discussion on minutes? We're good to go. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Hearing none, motion passes. Public hearing, item number one, resolution 2019-01, resolution approving the Planning Commission and Planning Board 2018 annual report and filing the same with Unalaska City Council.
Okay, so in front of you, you have our annual report to City Council, which Billy Joe, you'll be announcing or presenting to them at the next council meeting. Basically what it does is it just kind of goes over our activities for the year as a planning board. It has includes your recommendations to council, planning commission actions and activities, planning board actions, planning authority, which would be Bill and I, actions, any planning determinations that Bill's made. And then there's a summary with some additional information, some department activities that we've gone through, and then our final goals for 2019 you'll see there at the end. So that is for you guys to go through, and it's basically, it's your report. We've just written it for you. If you're okay with it and you know, what's in there is good for you, then it's, you just approve it tonight.
I have some questions. So January is my HE double toothpicks month. So, but in looking at this, if you look at the graph, the chart here, there's some that I see 7 variances, 5 were approved, and then conditional use, I see 5 of 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. Plats, I see 3. That's all right. Planning documents, I see 2. Item number one, and I don't mind approving this with revisions tonight. That's fine, so we can move on with it. But item number one under general statistics should have to be 2018 instead of 19. Item number two, same thing. There's a year. And then a question on, on the number three, there's another year, conditional use permits should be 18. And then the tabled resolution 2018-10, a large subdivision, tabled, and then it's approved, and then it's, update city policies, just whatever. But is that somewhere in here too? I don't see a category for it. Should we add a category for that?
Are you talking about subdivision?
Yeah. Or is that under something else that I'm not seeing?
Under planning authority mentions. Wait, subdivision plans.
Let's see. Would that be added to flats then?
Where do you see the table subdivision?
On page 6 of 11, the first two items. June 21st, 2018 and July 19th, 2018. The tabled resolution and the approved resolution. So we do, are those included in the, they should be included in the chart, right?
I just want to know why it's not here.
Okay. You could add
yes,
it.
No, I understand. That's just a question.
So
there's one.
You have three plats there in 2018.
Yes.
If you look over.
So it would have been one of the three plats.
So is this... Okay, I guess I'm just confused because it ties... They all tie to this with the exception of, you know, the planning... announced planning document, work session, all that stuff shouldn't be on the chart.
Yes, that's 2018-10 that's down in planning board actions. That's coast subdivision. So we remember how we put it on hold for the environmental to come back, and then we approved it after the following meeting. So that is there as part of the three plats, the other two being the ones that were administratively...
Okay, so should these two just be stricken then, because they're down here under the planning board?
No, because the planning board was in its independent of you. The code was an action you all took, and then the planning board is one we took within the purview of what we're allowed to do by code.
Okay.
So that's why they're kind of spelled out a little different. Even though there's three plats on the table itself.
Okay. And then that was... the only changes I saw briefly. And that looks good.
And this, for the record, Billy Joe, is the report that you'll give on the 12th of February to council. I will not
yes.
be here.
Okay.
Thomas will be here, so the table will do all the talking.
Yeah, that's fine.
Commission.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm going back.
You just got here.
Does any
thing right now.
He loves spending time.
Yeah, Tommy.
Does anybody have any other comments, questions, anything? Okay, so moving on to resolution number two, 2019-2, a resolution approving a conditional use permit for storage for the pallet factory on Lot 2, Marine Way Subdivision, Flat 91-02. AIRD located at 80 Gilman Road.
Okay, so what you have in front of you is a application to lay down some shipping containers behind the Pack Steve warehouse where you approved previously a conditional use permit to place a pallet factory. That was at the December meeting. In order to avoid massive costs for the sprinkler system, they've elected to go with external storage. Because they have a conditional use, it kind of forces them to get another conditional use for this storage on that general commercial lot. Basically, they're seeking to put down approximately 40 containers. That's what I've counted out in their plan over here. The only items that Planning Commission should be aware of that we made recommendations and conditions is that to start with, the applicant must maintain a 15-foot fire lane between the main facility and the storage area. So this being that warehouse building that they are doing the work in, there must be 15 feet of separation in between the containers and the backside of this building. That's per the fire department and fire code. The building will again be inspected, and the fire lane will be inspected per local fire code. The loading dock, travelways, and containers on the east side of the building must be fastened down, but they must also be movable. This is because, if you can see here, there is a sewer lateral line that runs underneath the storage area. It's this green line on the map. That needs to be accessible. Otherwise, you know, if something breaks, then it's just going to leak and, you know, we're not going to be able to get in there to fix it. The applicant did note that the travelways for the forklifts are going to be movable, the concrete pathway, as well as the containers themselves. They're movable. The remaining items, there's the little red loading dock, again, also still can't move, same as the previous permit. And then finally, because of this property line that exists behind the building, it runs basically under the last four sets of shipping containers underneath. So the applicant has the option of either going to OC, who owns both pieces of property, and getting a letter that states that they approve of having containers cross their property line there, or he can remove the additional couple of containers and not have to go through that process. So it runs approximately through here, the property line. So the property
lot goes right through the last two.
It goes right through the last four lines, or the last four containers or so, comes out to about here and goes back up. Right down along this line, right here, and then back down again. So, again, OC owning both sides of the property, it can be pretty easy because they can just provide a letter that says that they're okay with this. Or, again, up to the applicant, he can choose to move the remaining four or the containers that are over the line, and either he can stack them above the other ones, or however he wants to do that, or choose to delete them entirely. That'll be up to you when
so
he gets up.
If we approve it tonight, the applicant still has to go to OC to ask for the okay to build the other four containers. Okay.
That's correct, yes.
My name is Joe Sacramento. I'm the housing manager for Pacific Stevedoring. I don't think the letter would be an issue with OC since we do lease the whole corner and they know what we're doing. They've already signed off, but we will have no problem getting that. This was we asked for more than we're probably going to place there right now. That would be maybe down the road. We'd do this that many containers. We just thought we'd solve it at one shot. So odds are we probably won't go out all the way right now, but we will get the letter. It's not a problem, I don't think.
So if I may be ignorant of this, but this is to get around it being sprinkled, meaning you're building a building and that building has to be sprinkled because it has to be fire code. Is that my?
I believe when we got the conditional use permit for the pallet company, we had to have the fire department come and they toured it, and he said we had to go to the fire marshal, and they came up with we had to sprinkler the building. Or what we're doing right now, we ended up an approved storage of 500 square foot of pallets. We lost basically half of our storage in the building. The sprinkler system was astronomical. I mean, it was $250,000 estimate. With, you know, we'd have to build rooms and electrical. It would just basically we can't do it at this time. So we came up with this, hoping be an economical solution for us.
Okay. And does that have to be inspected too? The container building?
Eve, one said somewhere about the fire department inspecting.
And is it heated? Will it be heated?
No. Heat's bad and molds pellets. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so the part of the conditions is that the fire department will again review and do another inspection. That's more so to make sure that the 15-foot lane is left open. They will also look at, you know, the pallets inside the building, inside the shipping containers. I don't really foresee them coming up with anything in that process, but, I mean, that's up to the experts over at the fire hall.
Okay, great. I guess my last question is, with the 15-foot between the warehouse and the building, is that going to be okay with the other building? Is there enough space?
Yes, it does meet the distance between both buildings. There's okay. Enough room.
Says, it seems to me that the option should be on moving the containers and not the letter. In other words, at their option, they can get us give us a letter or not.
Correct.
As part of the conditional use.
That's what you're saying. So we'll change it to say, must rearrange the four containers off the end of each row in order to fit within the lot, or has the option of furnishing a letter from the owner.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
Okay, so we can make that arrangement.
Nothing else? Okay, moving on. No old business this evening. New business, item 3, resolution 2019-01, resolution approving Planning Commission and Planning Board 2018 annual report, filing the same with Unalaska City Council. Do we have a motion to approve? Mickey?
Yep.
Blink?
I wasn't
that was one blink meeting, yes.
I was trying to, I had something right in the eye as soon as I was going to nod my head.
Do I have a second blink?
I'll give you two blinks for a second.
Is this for 01?
This is for 01.
Do we have any further discussion with the motion on the table? Hearing none, all in favor to approve resolution 2019-01. Say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, item 4, resolution 2019-02, resolution approving a conditional use permit for storage for the pallet factory on Lot 2, Marine Way Subdivision, Plat 91-02, ARRD, located at 80 Gilman Road. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve 2019-02.
I'll second it. I think it's a great business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any further discussion, questions, comments, blinks?
I'll just add for the record that I'm in agreement with the findings of the Planning Commission.
I don't have anything further to
comment.
Said. All in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, motion passes. Work session, no items, adjournment. Next meeting is when? Thank you.
Well, two things before you do that. We have your, what is it, the APOC thing we need to make sure you guys fill out. I'm trying to think, when is that due?
The public officials disclosure form.
Right.
And Travis is up for renewal. His terms expires February. Any reason you guys don't want him on here? Well, he's not here, let me know.
I vote him as president.
Do you?
Come on, he's not here.
He didn't do that after he gets reapproved. He has to reapply, so we'll get him those in materials. And Tom Rufus, myself, Tom Bell, and Helen went to Anchorage for the planning conference. We presented the transit study and got good feedback from that. A couple of transportation planners thought it was a solid document, which I think that's a compliment since we're not transportation planners. Obviously, we got Mr. Bell some training because he was so eloquent just 2 minutes ago. You want to say anything, Tom?
Job.
Took an extra 5 days,
it was informative, and yeah, it was a long trip being stuck in the airport.
The other thing is we had a couple of towns that were actually interested in our study. One of them actually seems like they want to give it a try themselves for the transit study. So that's a really cool compliment for us and for the team. I'm on the APOC website right now, but it doesn't say when it is due on this page, so I'm trying to I'll figure that out, and I will.
I believe it's March 15th.
Give you an answer.
Training didn't say.
I just knew I had some more time.
Okay. Is everybody going to be here for the February meeting?
When's the meeting?
Third Thursday.
So the third Thursday of February would be the 14th. Excuse me, the 21st. The 21st.
Bringing lots of Valentine's stuff for us girls.
So
if it's Valentine's Day, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It is. It's the 21st.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So we did not have anyone submit any action items for that meeting, for the February meeting. If we come up with a report or some paperwork or something for you guys to look at, we'll give you a call.
Okay.
You should anticipate an item for the March meeting, however.
Okay.
And that will be on the
Thursday.
21st, the third Thursday
21st.
Of March.
Okay. All right. Any further announcements? Go to the order, all that good stuff. Okay, hearing that, we are adjourned at 6:44 p.m.
What am I doing with this?
Excellent.
Call the historic preservation line.
Okay, call to order the historic preservation meeting at 6:44 p.m.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Gehring?
Yes.
Swangle?
Yes.
Williams?
Here.
Brown? Bell?
Here.
Thomas? And Humka?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Hey, I don't see an agenda, but I see the annual report. So is that 2019-03?
That is for the Historic Preservation Commission. That is 2019-01. Because they are a separate entity from Planning Commission. That said, we do not have minutes from the previous meeting. We do not have any appearance requests. Do we have any announcements?
Nope.
None at this time. Do you guys have any announcements yourselves? Nope. Okay. So that brings us down to public hearing for the Historic Preservation Commission resolution.
So public hearing 2019-01, resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2018 annual report.
Okay. So what you have in front of you is our Historic Preservation Report. It's a very lengthy document, as you can see. Basically, it does include the three items that we had during the year, during the three meetings. The long and exhaustive rundown of that is you approved the previous year's annual report. In May, we had a staff presentation from our previous GIS administrator about the possibility of putting in a historic record system for the cemetery. And then opening that up to the public to be able to place their own information and obituaries and things for basic cultural sensitivity. That was a kind of preview. And then during the September 20th, we had a general discussion about the cemetery project. And then questions were asked about the potential for reuse of the red brick radio building. We have not heard anything back from APL who was interested in that. We probably expect that project to have died. As far as the goals for 2019, they're pretty similar to the goals for 2018. We want to continue the planning, the Historic Preservation Commission, and we hope in the future to create a set of regulations in town that we find fair and balanced and will give protection to some of the monuments that are around town that we hold, you know, kind of personal. And that concludes the staff report.
Okay. Do we have any questions for
Yeah, but I've got everyone here. I don't know if it should have been on the agenda or not.
do it this weekend, though, because then I'll forget. Been around yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, God, it was nice out yesterday.